Good morning, Mr. Farquhar.
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. You heading up to McLean County a little early this morning?
I'm going a little early. We got a Chamber of Commerce breakfast this morning in Beech Grove community, and so we're headed up there as soon as this is over, and we're headed that way.
Get the chamber rolling early up there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got to get up and check those poultry barns pretty early in the morning.
That's
so
right.
We get everybody going early.
That's right. Well, you still making your way around the water as you go back and forth?
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. And, you know, I guess we've had plenty of water. And, of course, there's lots of water out in the bottoms there in McLean County. But I don't think we probably have it as bad as some folks have it. I think Livingston County and places up toward Paducah are having it pretty tough. But, you know, I've got some friends up there and, you know, the water's pretty bad up there, so you know, we're probably thankful that it's not any worse than what it is where we're at, and you know, we appreciate that for sure.
You were telling me you went out and checked cattle this morning before you came in, so
yeah,
fields are finally getting where you can drive back at them again.
Yeah,
for a few days.
I fixed my little truck up and put lots of lights on it and everything where I could check cows, you know, at night,
right.
and early in the mornings, and this is about the last 3 or 4 days has been about the first time I've been able to use it without you know, without having to walk. You know, to be quite honest with you, the fields have just been so rotten that you know, we've been walking and trying to check things with a spotlight and, you know, that kind of thing. So but anyway, it's going along, and you know, that's, you know, if we didn't get any rain here today, that'd probably be okay. I think folks would probably like that, and for sure not getting any snow over the weekend or Monday or whenever they're calling for it. So
That's it for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on otherwise, David?
Well, coming up next week, Alan, March the 6th, the IPM training school is going on there at Hopkinsville at the extension office, and a couple of, just wanted to run over some of the subjects they're going to be talking about. Of course, they're going to be talking about weed control programs to maximize the herbicide site of action rotation in 2019, Alan. The more we get into all these different types of chemicals, Alan, the more we need to understand the modes of action. We need to understand how to rotate those chemicals to not build up resistance, because that's absolutely, we're having a problem with that, this resistance problem. Talk to some guys with some seed companies earlier in the week. They've actually got a soybean out that is Roundup Ready tolerant, that is Liberty tolerant, that is dicamba tolerant, all in the same bean. So, you know, we've heard this technology was coming years ago, and, you know, so that gives you lots of options on that particular bean as far as what weeds that you're having, the pressures that you're having, and, you know, especially with all the dicamba talk about, you know, drift and, you know, all of those type things and temperature inversions and those type things. So it gives you some options for sure about that. They'll talk about planting corn into cover crop rye. Really big. Dr. Chad Lee's going to talk about this, and that's kind of been a big deal, Alan, here in the last little bit, you know, as far as planting cover crops to conserve soil. Lots of work been done with annual ryegrass. Dr. Lloyd Murdoch about breaking up frangipans and doing things like that, and I think I saw a post there on Facebook yesterday of the soil, the root depth was 42 inches. If we can get root depth to go to 42 inches, Alan, anywhere in this part of the country, I think that's, you know, certainly a big breakthrough and a big step. Dr. Josh McGrath is going to talk about managing the soil nitrogen cycle. I think that's something that's probably as important as anything. We get to talk about fertilizer prices and those type things. Do a little soybean and corn disease update. How to scout our fields for evaluation of insect pest levels. Alan, you know, a lot of times we take for granted being able to get out there and look at crops, and a lot of times we don't do that. But the more we scout crops, the more we, for weeds, for insects, you know, all of those things, you know, we can do a better job applying chemicals in today's time when we talk about, folks get upset when you start talking about applying chemicals and different things like that. If we can do whatever we can do to reduce the amount of chemicals that we apply, is a good thing. And the way to do that is to actually scout your fields and scout for what weeds do you have, what insects do you have, you know, those type things. So big day coming up March the 6th at Christian County Extension Office, IPM school going on, you know, next week. So we invite everybody to come. 8:30 is registration. I think it starts at 9 o'clock and run through 4 o'clock.
No pre-registration, just show up.
Yeah, just show up. You know, and that's why most extension programs are right now, and hopefully we'll be able to keep it that way for sure. Yeah.
That sounds like a good program, like a lot, very informative program too.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping to be there, and you know, hopefully, you know, you never go. And as we were talking earlier, the longer you are in this business, the more stuff you learn, and you know, obviously that hopefully that's the way it continues to go.
Absolutely. What other things going on these days?
Well, that's about it, Alan. Of course, folks winding that are down, yeah, kind of winding down the meeting season for sure. Coming up March the 5th, I do have a pesticide training. If anybody would like to drive to Calhoun, I'd love to have you. 1 and 6 o'clock at night, and you know, for those folks, and you know, we're just trying to wrap up most of the meeting season, and you know, getting ready for. Saw lots of corn planters out in the last.
I was gonna say, have you seen some corn?
Yeah, absolutely. In the last few days, you know, up that away. And I asked a guy, he was working on his corn planter yesterday, and I said, well, you gonna plant corn? He said, no, I'm just getting ready.
Just getting
you
ready.
Know, so, you know, everybody's getting ready. So, you know, I'm sure as soon as it, as soon as it's where they can, and, you know, folks are gonna start putting anhydrous down, and, you know, doing, I've seen lots of anhydrous wagons being moved around. So, you know, from that standpoint, I'd say whenever it does get, the soil gets right, and those folks will get started for sure.
Yep. Yeah, it won't take long at all. People getting everything
yeah.
ready.
Yeah, everybody's, I'm sure with all the rain that we've had, everybody's had lots of time to get everything ready.
Yes,
so it'll probably be, they'll be chomping at the bit to get started. You know, hopefully they'll wait and do, you know, and start planting when we need to, and instead of trying to get out there too early. But we'll just see how it goes. Yeah.
Like a good plan. Well, yep. Mr. Perkman, always great to have you in. Be careful as you're heading out and about this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.